Strange Adventure.
There is an old legend told around the campfires of the Indians of the southern Great Plains of a spirit wagon that moves without the power of horses or oxen. This mysterious wagon moves across the prairie with a speed greater than the buffalo or the wild horse and carries a white flag as tall as a teepee that waved in the breeze. But the legend of the spirit wagon had its basis in fact. The citizens of Westport, Missouri had gathered at Yoakum's Tavern on a day in 1853. Suddenly, they heard the clatter of wheels and the squeal of brakes. In front of the tavern stood an ordinary wagon, but one that ran backwards and was propelled by a sail instead of animals. A man climbed down from a high deck built above the wagon bed.
Now, if you gentlemen are curious about my wind wagon, please honor my company for a drink. I'll explain the virtues of this revolutionary vehicle and its future in the world of transportation.
The stranger, who became known as Wind Wagon Thomas, told of the increase in traffic across the Great White Plains. He said that a fleet of huge Conestoga wagons powered by sails could speed over the flat plains at a speed that would outpace the wagon trains and outdistance Indian attackers. Many wealthy citizens of Westport formed the Westport and Santa Fe Overland Navigation Company and set to work building a huge wind wagon from Thomas's design. At last, the great day for launching came. The stockholders climbed into the wagon, and Captain Thomas mounted to the tiny bridge. The sail was trimmed into the breeze and the brakes released. The sail snapped and boomed like that of a ship of the sea as the big wheel spun across the prairie. The stockholders, unaccustomed to the great speed, yelled, cursed, and jumped. Soon Thomas was the only man aboard. The wind whipped his face, but he was a happy man. He had proved that the wind wagon was practical. Suddenly, tragedy, stark and grim, stared at him. Directly in the path of the speeding wagon was a deep gully. Thomas tried to steer his speeding vehicle around the depression, but one wheel slipped over the side. The captain picked himself up and limped toward Westport. But the wreck of the wind wagon was also the wreck of a golden dream. The company was dissolved before Wind Wagon Thomas ever got back to the bar. The next morning, one of the stockholders saw Thomas seated in his original sail wagon facing the open prairie.
What you gonna do now, Thomas? Gone someplace build another wagon?
The old man's lips set in a hard line.
I ain't ashamed.
Thomas hoisted his sail, and soon the wagon had gathered speed to carry him away from Westport. What became of him from that day to this is one of the strange mysteries of the Western Plains. Perhaps he is sailing the spirit wagon the Indians see and tell about around their campfires. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to another tale of
Strange Adventure.